Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, we call him Mr. Keep It Real around these parts. He is a great Brevin. I catch him on the Bally Sports Grizz broadcast. Grizz back in action, of course, tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. He joins us now. Brev, before we get into tonight and just everything the Grizzlies have done over the last few weeks, you were a part of the Martin Luther King Day festivities down there with the Grizz. We know you sort of, you know, as an analyst who knows basketball as well as anybody else that keeps it real on the broadcast, but that was, you know, that was sort of a new light for everybody, and I certainly for you. How special was it to be a part of that? I know it wasn't the plan, but you stepped in, you did a great job. How special was it to be a part of that type of day in Memphis?
It was an honor for me because I've gone to the symposium for the last 12 seasons and had the joy of sitting in and listening in on everyone's stories and what Dr. King meant to him. You know, and as you sit there, it makes you reflect yourself on what are you doing to continue his legacy. And so to be able to share the stage with Muggsy and with Allen Houston was fun for me, but it was also, like you say, a chance for people to see there's another side of me. And so I thought that it gave people a chance to see that side of me and more of the humanitarian side. And so it was like I said, it was a joy. Elvin Hayes couldn't make it because of travel problems. And so I said that I'm no Elvin Hayes. And to hear that he played an entire career back then and only missed six or nine games, to me was absolutely amazing. I couldn't go through one regular season and not miss six or nine games. So, it was an honor to be there and to be able to express some of the feelings that I have.
You know, just sort of on a personal level, you know, I had a daughter in March, and you know, she's only 10 months old, but it's a kind of day that, you know, when you don't have kids, like you just, and versus when you do, you know, it just sort of, it's the responsibility sort of feels different, you know, especially me, right? I mean, I'm a white guy with a white daughter. I mean, this, you know, these are the things that we have to work on, and these are the things that we have to talk about and be willing to discuss. From your vantage point and the message that you were trying to get across, if you had to pin it down, what do you think sort of the most important thing for us as a society in this country, you know, moving forward here in 2022? I know that's a loaded question, but that's the day.
Yeah, but it's to not make it seem that easy. But to me, it's just, I mean, eventually kind of do what's right. Like I think we've gotten so the moral compass of our country. I'm not going to talk about the entire world because I don't live in the world. But in our country, has gotten skewed in some way, and the things that we were brought up on what should be some normal values, those have gone by the wayside. And then when you hear people talk about it and we make everything become a political situation, then that just furthers the gaps that we have in our society. So I dumb it down to say, just kind of do what's right. Like if I know that someone is struggling, I know that there's a group that is underserved, the area, then it has to be in your mind to say, well, what can we do to make sure that those people have a chance, because in turn it makes everyone better when everyone has a chance. And so that's, I guess, at the core of it is, how about we just somehow get back to a level of civility? Like that exactly. that part of life, to me, has gone by the wayside.
Exactly. We've stopped listening to each other, Brevin, when we disagree. We just, at that point, we just turn off that level of civility that you're talking about. We've lost that.
Yeah, and the thing is, we're going to have, people are going to have
always
different, my thing is, have different mindsets, but the thing is, there has to be something that is, which we all can come to a conclusion and say, this is how it should be. Now, how do we get to those? Mm-hmm. Now, there are different ways of how we can get to what's right. But we got to at least agree that everyone having a chance to survive, everyone having an opportunity to better themselves, we got to say that should be in place. Now, how do we get that? I'm just fine to have different thoughts on it, but that at least has to be the focus.
Yeah, with you, and well said, Brevin. With the Grizzlies, what's been the secret sauce? If you had to bottom line it, Brevin, and maybe that's the point, is it hadn't been so secret, it hadn't been so magical, just been a lot of hard work and some depth. But if you did, I mean, they were 9-10 at one point. You're talking about 22-5 since November 28th. What has been the biggest thing? What has been the key? Is it the defensive turnaround, the depth? What would you pin it on most?
The depth was always there. Mm-hmm. The defensive turnaround has been the biggest thing. And it has been the attention to detail in terms of scheme, but then also executing that scheme. That has been the sole. Because if you go back to those first 20 games, or first 19, however you want to say it, we had no problem offensively.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was we couldn't stop anybody. And I think it was because the mindset was that we could outscore people. When you're a really good offensive team, you always feel like, oh, it's okay, we'll be able to outscore you. But when you play in this, what teams are finding out is that if you don't play a level of defense in today's game, you can never have consistency with your season. And they found that defensive mojo, and they've continued it. And it's not just finishing possessions with steals or turnovers. And that was how they were playing defense earlier in the season. Now they're finishing possessions, contesting shots, defensively rebounding, and then running from there. So I think that has been the biggest constant since those first 19, 20 games.
Have you, too, seen, and you're watching it closer every night, but we theorized that, look, when Ja was out for that stretch and this team was, you know, number one defensively, we said, well, Ja's a competitor. And when he gets back, he knows he can't be the weak link in that defensive chain. And he's probably going to step it up. Have you seen that from him? I mean, we saw it at the end of the Cleveland game, Brevin. It felt like there, Ja making a steal, a defensive play late there, the block on Avery Bradley. It feels like he stepped it up on that end. Have you seen it? Would you agree with that?
I agree that he has put more effort into the defensive side. And I say that not in terms of, well, before you just weren't playing hard. The effort is in terms of, how do I get through this screen? How do I make sure that if I'm the low guy, am I in help early? All of the nuances of the defensive side, I think that he has gotten better in, because you also start to realize that I can't just get by on pure athleticism on the defensive side. Offensively, you can get away with it because you control the movements. Defensively, I have to react to what you do in some ways. Mm. I can dictate a little bit, but a lot of defense is reacting. And I think that his reaction time has been better. Since coming back, you sit around and you watch and see, okay, what are we doing? This is the scheme. Okay, how do I fit into this? And then what skill can I use in this? It's not going to be asked to be our defensive stopper, because we ask so much of them on the offensive.
Right.
You always say, I always say for those guys, is I just need for you to not be a liability on the defensive side. And I think that he has come back. He came back with the right mindset. And everybody said, well, can he adjust to how the Grizzlies? It's like, no, you don't adjust to the star on your team. The team still adjusts to your star. It's just a matter of him having to realize, how do I aid the rest of the team in this area, even if it's not the main focus for my role on this team?
We're talking to Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, here on the show. Grizz back in action tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. News is, of course, that Tyus Jones is in the health and safety protocol. So Grizz going to be very shorthanded when they take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. In terms of Ja, Brevin, and you might be able to speak to this because you played in that era. Do you think Memphis feels about Ja today the way that Philly felt about Allen Iverson back when he got drafted? Like, in terms of a guy fitting and being a star in that city.
Oh, it's definitely that feeling. And why it's very similar is that both cities took in those players with open arms. No matter what the background, no matter what the situation, they took in those players. And from the point that, from the time that they both stepped into their respective cities, both of them also embraced the city. And once that happens, when that marriage comes together, then it's a beautiful thing. And so we're seeing Jaws, and it's different because we were used to the grit and grind of old. You know, everything was going to be hard, in the mud. That's what it is. Well, when we have Ja in this new team, it's high, explosive, athletic basketball, but the guts of it is still hard work. It's still rooted in grit and grind mentality, just the style is different.
How many of these teams in the West are they better than, Brevin? When we started the season, I'd have told you, right, if the Grizzlies 6 or above, oh, man, that's fantastic. They're out of the play-in. But you watch it now, they're in third, they're, you know, a game clear of the Jazz, and I'd probably tell you right now, I like their team better top to bottom than the Jazz. And I realize that's saying, you know, last year, look at the playoffs and look at especially what they did when Donovan Mitchell's back. But you look at them now, how high would you put them in the West in terms of what they've graduated to already this young?
I put them as the third. I have them as the third best team in the Western Conference. Okay. And like you said, I always put the word at the end, the third best team. When we're talking about the individuals, top to bottom, what's this guy? I'm talking about in terms of team, the camaraderie that they have with one another, the versatility of the lineups that they can put on the floor. Combine that with the skill and talent of those players, I think gives them a leg up. The two teams that are ahead of them are the two teams that I would keep ahead of them. Because of those two teams right now, veterans, they've been there, they've done it, and both of those teams play both ends of the floor. And so those would be, in talking about Phoenix and Golden State, yeah, those are two teams that would be tough matchups. But outside of that, I think that they have put themselves in a position where they can think of themselves as being a top three team in the Western Conference.
So with that, ask you this, should the expectations change, Brevin, even from where we had them, you know, this preseason for
no.
them?
No.
Okay. So.
I mean, for fans and for us, you know, all of us that are outside of it,
mm-hmm.
it can change. But you don't want to lose why you got here. And sometimes with young teams, when you start to adjust and say, oh, you know what, we're this good. Yeah, well, to be that good longevity-wise, mm-hmm. it's hard to do it over the entirety of a season. So I think the mindset of where they are of, we still haven't arrived. All we did is play regular season games. We've only played 44, 45 regular season games, I think. And so in this right now, yes, this is where we are. But you have so much more to do. So I would say for outside noise, it's fine for everybody to say, look at where they are, the power rankings. That's all fine and dandy. But for this team, if I'm playing and we're on this team, the mindset is, our work isn't done. We're not in the playoffs. We didn't finish number three in the Western Conference right now, but we feel as though inside we're that type team. But the mentality should be, they think that this is where we are. We're gonna keep proving you wrong.
In that same vein, you know, there's a front office that has decisions to make, right?
Right.
But then you sort of you put that next to, nobody saw this coming as quickly as it's happened, and it's legitimate, like you mentioned. Like, the Grizzlies to this point are handling the success like beyond their years, and that's one thing that you wondered about. So, like, there are going to be deals on the table, especially with certain guys and contracts coming up. But how careful do you think you have to be when you have a team that chemistry on the floor rolls, like, it's going as well as it's going?
I think you have to be very careful about it. From a basketball standpoint, you never underestimate camaraderie. You never underestimate guys wanting to play together, guys wanting to make plays for each other. And what does that look like if you upset that balance in some way? But I also know that there is a business side of this game. And I say all the time, this NBA is the business of basketball. not the sport of basketball. And so you have to walk that fine line. But if we are talking about this team, we would all love to say, I'd like to see this team stand pat and see what they can do moving forward for this season. I mean, you can live for the future in some way, and you have to always get yourself ready for the future. But sometimes it's nice to sit back and soak in what you have. A lot easier said for me, and not Zach Kleiman and his group for having to contract situations, what's going to happen next year. And so I would love for them to be able to see how this team can ride out for this season, understanding that there are a lot of other factors that go into it.
And then last thing, look, the organization got a lot of flack for it, but I think we can all agree that it was the greatest 3rd-and-9 quarterback sneak in the history of the NFL.
No.
Was it not? It had to be.
Because it allowed us to lose and get the fifth.
I don't think it's ever happened. I think that's the first time everybody's ever done that on 3rd-and-9.
Third and nine, and you're not in the position of you're running the clock now.
Right.
I understand if it's 3rd-and-9, the end of the game, and we just want to use the clock. They don't have any timeouts. We don't want to make another transaction of handing the ball. Oh, it sounds great. But you're 3rd-and-9 on the 7-yard line, and we run it twice. Back-to-back, you run quarterback sneaks. And then wonder why you shouldn't be the coach of the New York Giants. You shouldn't be the coach. We need a new general. Y'all already know how I feel. New general manager, new coach. We need new decision makers with the New York Giants as to where we go forward.
Well, it's coming.
But I tell you this much: I can walk around, get the root for the Titans. Hopefully, they'll take out the Bengals next weekend. But as long as the Cowboys lose, to me, it is a fantastic NFL season.
You got that. Well, it's just interesting,
right? The only home team to lose, yep.
Because you have two teams here, right, in the Brevin Knight orbit. You got one team that is ahead of schedule, blowing everybody out of the water, and then you have a team that is so far behind schedule that it's just depressing.
Depressing is the correct word. People ask me, oh, so now you're not a Giants fan? I can't control being a Giants fan. That just runs through my blood.
Yep.
But consciously, I am a Titans fan. And that's what I'm
yeah, you try to be a Titans fan. Like, we make an effort for that. Absolutely.
Exactly. We're here. You know, we're going to root for our teams here in the area. So I'm on board with the Titans and rooting for them. But my love for the Giants will always be there.
No doubt. Hey, brother, man, we appreciate
you,
the time
brother.
Every single time you do this, man.
Thanks
so much.
Yep.
Anytime, man. Good talking with you guys.
Yes, sir. He is Brevin Knight. Appreciate him joining the show today. Yeah, I mean, I think people have to understand, man. You don't choose this life; it chooses you.
You realize all three of us would have gotten new GMs.
Wow, we're all fighting each other, huh?
Even you, that's made the playoffs,
yeah,
new GM,
new
coach, probably still right.
I don't know.
I mean, y'all are requesting an interview. Head coaching candidates, aren't you?
One, because I think you have to do the Rooney Rule thing, right?
And because you haven't named
right.
You still got to go through the process, yeah. Even if you want Bisaccio.
Yeah, they haven't named him. You can't name a – you can't hire a coach without going through it.
You're right. I didn't.
And the coach that they requested to interview was an African-American,
mm-hmm.
Gerard Mayo, I think, former Pats linebacker.
Yeah, Pats linebacker.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that is just the – And that's
you guys are going through the process.
That would be like the detractor, right? The detractors of the Rooney Rule would say, "See, it's just window dressing. They already know who they're going to hire." But
right,
I think it probably still does more good than bad. You know what I mean?
Well, it helps Mayo. It equips him. Again, if you're just being paraded around just as a symbol, right? Oh, we did it. No, it's no good for you.
Right.
But for Mayo, it can prepare him for the. You know, hopefully the one that is seriously considering.
Right.
I kind of get it because I'm sure Bisaccia, in your situation,
right.
He's won over the locker room, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Like, there's a part of that team that feels like, here's our guy, I'm sure.
Exactly. It's an extenuating circumstance. He got a job mid-season because Gruden got fired, and he earned it. Right. I mean, I think
he's earned the trust of of those men in that locker room. That should mean something.
Right.
I get it in that situation, but – again, for Mayo, hopefully you get something out of it with the process, all of that for the time that you really are in a situation where you're really being truly considered.
Yep. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Myron Metcalf going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball. They got a big game tomorrow against SMU, hoping, obviously, to get back DeAndre Williams. So we'll get into all that with Myron Metcalf at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.